Y'all don't know how to laugh. Get ready. I mean, it's got some joy up in here. I'm enjoying myself. Are you enjoying yourself? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Go ahead and laugh. Laugh, 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 because some say you're not gonna have enough money next month. Laugh about it. You're gonna have it. Jesus Christ. My, my. What you laughing at? What you laughing at? Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. I came out here, boys, I come out here earlier. I parked my car out front. Told one of my men to take my car to the back. I was just gonna come out here because Marvin got to preach this morning, so I'm loose, you see. And I came out and I come in here and I was walking around and, you know, people were giving seeds and I was receiving the seed. And it was 10:22. I got back there to that door. It had a whole line back there with money in the house. Oh, no, I can't go. I got to go. I left out of here, man. And they were giving the people. I received. Now, Marvin don't need no introduction. He's been in ministry a long time. Some of his precious people are here with him. And we flow together. Now, what I say to my son, who was standing in my great room in my home, they're in my home with me. And I say to them, just be yourself. Just go ahead and let the Lord use you as he use you. You don't have to try to strain or do nothing. Just be yourself. Yield to the Holy Ghost. When you got a people like this that'll flow with you. See, these people know how to flow with you. And so I want their gifts to operate. I want them to take their time and flow as they should flow. Your time and flow as it should flow. Lift your hands. Now, Con City, Father, thank you for hookup, connection, spiritual sons, spiritual daughters. Thank you for all these who have come. And this morning, may the spirit of grace and the kingdom manifest itself through your speaker. I'm with him 100%. I release all my anointing to him this morning. we run like that, Lord. And so I'm thankful for all of his church who have honored me as their apostle. Him and his wife have honored me. And Lord, I just thank you to have the privilege of having sons and daughters such as these. My labor has not been in vain. So I speak life over this pulpit and freedom to Dr. Marvin Moore from the Harvest Bible Church.
Take your time and enjoy it.
We'll praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for spiritual parents over the years that have watched you grow and develop. Mom and Dad, as we said last year, been with us from the beginning, man. And who would have thought? We didn't know nothing. We're still learning, yielding to the Lord to learn and grow. Who would have thought? Can any good thing come out of Port Arthur? I'm telling you. Who would have thought? I'm just giving them time to, as we've been instructed and trained, this is a time of honor. And we don't just take it lightly. Kingdom of God, our finances in the eyes of God speaks of our heart. And we're going to show our heart tonight, amen? Boy, I'm excited about tonight. $1 million. Hey, Cookie! See, now I see Sister Cookie. Sister Cookie. Cookie Skelton, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We're excited about that. What we're going to do, being a part of $1 million, man. Can you imagine that? $1 million? Wow. One night. Not no long time. We invested in the kingdom of God. God has given us great sorrow to sow into. And we're excited about the trickle down, what comes upon us. And we stand before you today as a result of what we're going to be teaching. I thank God for all my MVB brothers. I hadn't had opportunity to greet you all. Starting over here, Dr. Martin and his lovely wife, Dr. Moore and his lovely wife, Dr. Williams and his lovely wife, and Dr. Brown and his lovely wife, and of course, my two, you know, brothers all up in here, you know, Dr. Walker, and of course, Dr. Phil. We thank God for them. And you know what? We need to give more honor to our director, man. This guy is precious, him and his wife, Chantel. Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. and his wife. He's our director appointed by our apostle. And remember now, we have to just sometime, we have to give him a Holy Ghost handshake. Y'all know, just give him a Holy Ghost handshake. When he passed by, you give him a Holy Ghost handshake. You give him a handshake. You just shake his hand. Just shake his hand. That's a Holy Ghost handshake. Amen. Don't just say, oh, man, you did a great job. I thank God for what you do for me. Hey. Praise the Lord. Well, you may be seated as we go before the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity you've given us. It's a great honor, privilege. We don't take it lightly. You know we don't. You know, I'm totally dependent upon Holy Spirit. As our apostle says, Lord, I could do nothing without the help of Holy Spirit. So, sir, I know you're here. I know you'll help me. You have never let me down. You're not going to start right now. And so I thank you for utterance in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for divine impartations and deposits in the Holy Ghost. And thank you for hearing receptive hearts that you've already prepared. Lord, this is our hour, our time. You have staged this thing. You have set it up. And we know that we'll never, ever be the same. The kingdom of God will be demonstrated to a greater degree, a whole nother level, whole nother dimension after this camp meeting. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, what I'm going to be doing, just kind of sharing some of the things, kingdom principles, to assist us in manifesting what God says belong to us. Our King Jesus died that we could have a great life, a wonderful life. We need men of God, we have women of God, and of course our apostle that share great things with us. And we may not realize we're highlighting kingdom this week, that term kingdom, it may be kind of not real familiar with us, but this is what it's always been with Apostle Thompson. There's a principles, a laws from the kingdom of God that as he's worked over the years and made him successful. I remember the first time that I had a personal time with Apostle, one of the books that he gave me, or the book that he gave me, was the ABCs of framing your world with the word of God. In other words, now, you can make your world be whatever you want it to be. You can make your world be whatever you want it to be. And Lois and I, Sister Moore, we began to operate this. Didn't know a lot. We had been to Bible school, but we needed to know how to make this thing work. And the apostle said, okay, here's this book. I'm sure Apostle is still out there. I hadn't been out there. ABCs, I'd recommend this highly to anyone. And so I believe my assignment from the Holy Ghost with everything that's going to be said and done, because we are working together as a team, and we believe that there's something that every one of us would say to just kind of reinforce what the apostle is actually saying. And so today I'm going to endeavor, and I want you to pray with me. Reach your hand toward and say, help him, Lord, help him, Lord. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Glory to God. Amen. And so we're going to endeavor to share with you how to activate what God says belong to you as a king's kid, a citizen of heaven. And because that's who we really are. We know who we are, right? And we can know who we are. We can say it. But we need to really start walking in it, as the apostle been telling us. We need to walk in it. We need to begin to manifest and demonstrate. In fact, the Bible says this, that the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the real manifestation of the sons of God. And I believe this is the time that God would do it for us, and then so that he can get glory to himself. You know, the Bible says that God said, I'll be glorified in the earth. When will that happen? It's not going to happen when you go to glory, but it will happen as God began to do some great, amazing things for us, through us, that we can't do ourselves. Oh, yes. Now, remember, what you can do yourself, people really don't applaud that. But when they see something happen in you, through you, and for you that you can't produce yourself, then now God gets glory. Can I get a witness here? And so we have had enough of the regular. How many of us need the unusual, the real supernatural in our lives? And this is what we want to talk about. And so remember now, the apostle has been giving us great instructions. The apostolic kingdom, living kingdom of God in reality today, making the invisible realities, the realities of the kingdom, the kingdom of God being restored, recovering, and taking back our citizens' rights of our king. These are all the things that I was grabbing. It just to say, this is only Tuesday. And I'm trying to, you know, the apostle, he's ministering. I'm getting all this stuff, man. I'm being ministered to, too. I'm not thinking about it. I got to minister tomorrow. I'm hearing, man. I'm in the receiving mode, amen. So I was taking stuff, man, putting stuff here, putting stuff everywhere, the apostle. And he said, hold up now. I just gave one point. I got 11 more to give. I said, what? Y'all was just like me. Come on now. Y'all were just like me. He said, hold up, I just gave one point. We might get to that tonight. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And so anyway, he talked about citizenship rights. Jesus purchased for us with his blood. In the kingdom of God, all our rights, privileges, and benefits is proof of our king's unconditional, never-ending love for us. Yeah. God, our creator king, will be glorified. And he's got an instruction. He's got a plan that's never changed. How many of us know God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If we can discover what God's plan was from the beginning, we can find out what God's plan is right now. Now, we might change, but God didn't. His purpose. We are going back to the book of beginnings. And remember this now. In the, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18, and this is the King James, the Bible lets us know in our constitution, and I'll use that word back and forth because I'm training myself to think kingdom-minded. And I know that I don't know a lot about the term kingdom in the West, but I do know this, that I understand the term constitution. Because in America right now, our Constitution is being challenged and held up high. You all know about that right now in Baton Rouge. We have constitutional rights. Amen. And so with that said, now our Constitution is none other than the Word of God, because God is our King. Amen. Notice this in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18, the Bible says, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that you may that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." Now notice what he's saying. He's talking about the Word of God. He's talking about the Constitution or the instructions. Now, in the kingdom of God, the way we are going to be fruitful, the way we are going to receive God's best, we have to know what the constitutional rights are. We have to know what God intends for you and I to really have and receive. Amen. And so notice this in Deuteronomy again. He says this now in verse 19, "And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in your house, and when you walk is by the way, and when you lies down, and when you rise up." In other words, so you're going to always be talking about the Word. You're not going to be talking about the challenges. You're not going to be talking about the difficulties. You're not going to be talking about the storms. You're not going to be having a pity party. You're not going to be murmuring and complaining. You're going to be talking about what God says, your constitutional rights. Amen. In other words, now you're going to baptize, bathe your mind with the Word of God. How many of us know out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth will speak? And so if you flood your mind with the Word of God, if you baptize your mind with the Word of God, if you bathe your mind with the Word of God, if you wash your mind with the Word of God, then now when the challenges come, you're going to say what God has said. Isn't that wonderful? They just sung the song. I said, hold up. I know they'll own it. Boy, this is a wonderful, amazing praise team. They're singing my message. Amen. Glory to God. He said it. God said it, and if God said it, it's so. Amen. And it will come to pass in your life. Now watch this now. He says this in verse 20, "And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Amen. When you're going in your house, you see the Word. Amen. So if you had a bad day, when you walk in your house, you know, you see the Word of God. You know, "Great peace have they which love my law, and nothing shall offend them." So you've been offended all day. You walk in that. You're not going to fuss and cuss at your family. Yeah. You saw the Word of God. You say, hold up. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Yeah. Oh, I need a better witness than that, child. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God forever. Amen. And so then he's letting us know then when you go in, you're going to see the Word. And when you come out, you're going to see the Word. Amen. And notice what he says now, that your days, this is the result of that. What's in it for us? I don't know about you. I always wanted to know the how to and what's in it for me. Now, you can look at me with that tone of voice. You want to know what's in it for you. That's why I told you from the beginning, if you believe, what you're going to receive. What's in it for me? Just believing? No, he always lets us know the end result. Amen. God began with the end in mind. He let us know what we're going to receive even before he got started. Right, right. You can go to the book of Revelation and find out what God's plan is for the end right now. Isn't that amazing? God lets us know how this thing is going to wrap up. Amen. It's so wonderful. Now watch this now. Notice what he says. He says this in verse 21, "That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land, which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon earth." Oh, isn't that amazing? God had heaven on earth from the beginning. He wanted those individuals who were slaves delivered from Egypt. When they moved away from Egypt, he wanted them to know, "I want you to have days of heaven on earth. I don't want you to have the drama. I don't want you to have the problems. I don't want you to have the difficulties. I don't want you to have the challenges that you had back in the world. I want you to have days like heaven on earth." If you say yes to that, you need to scream hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to scream hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the redeemed of the Lord say so, you know. Yeah. Glory to God forever. And I just want to let you know that that's God's plan for us, his purpose, his desire for you and I to have days like heaven on earth. And I thank God for our apostle who's leading us right into that dimension, realm after realm after realm, man, to where he's just not going to let us just squat right there. Oh, we got a little something. Oh, we keep on pushing, saying, oh, no, no, we're going to deal with the kingdom now. Glory to God. We dealt with the soul. I'm telling you, it's amazing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing. And so now watch this now. Because of the benefits, the Lord gives us instructions. And he don't want us to forget these things. Because we are faced with challenges all the time. In this fallen environment, you will face challenges and difficulties and all those kind of things, but they are not supposed to master us. And again, the Lord gives us instructions in our Constitution. The Lord, our God, our King, gives us instructions in the Constitution, and you and I just don't have no choice in the matter. You can't vote on this. You have to agree with this one. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? You know, I'm telling you. And so we agree with God by accepting God's word and then declaring what God has said. Amen. Say, God said it.
God said
it. Yeah. You was about to say, I believe it, and that settles it. God said it.
God said it.
Yeah, okay. And so God said it. And because God said it, notice what he says in Psalms 103. I want us to see this in Psalms 103. And I wrote all this down so that I can just kind of just keep moving here. And this thing here just keeps shutting off. I should have put it on. You know, you got the setting, this new invention, this new, you know, I'm kind of, you know. And so this thing here, after about 10 minutes, it go off. And I have to change the setting. I just put it on never go off, you know. But I didn't do that. But God is faithful, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Good. So every now and then, if y'all see me doing that, I'm going to just be honest. I ain't going to lie up here and say, oh, I got it going on. I'm not going to ad-lib do that. But look at this now. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6. I want us to see this, that the Lord gives us instructions on how we ought to respond. There's not only a receiving from God, but there's a response. And the response that God lets us know as we go into this, Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6 in the NLT says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Now notice what he's saying. He's going into something here. He's letting us know something about praising the Lord. He said, with everything that's in me, I'm going to praise the Lord. And this is the NLT. Now notice what he says now. Let all that I am praise the Lord. And we know that when we are dealing with the Hebrew mindset, when something is said twice, Jewish mindset, that means it's very important. So he said, let everything that's in me praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. So everything in us ought to praise the Lord. Now, notice what he says in verse 2, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. King James says, don't ever forget his benefits. In other words, now, we must have a consciousness of God's benefits all the time. Why? Because we know that sometimes it's going to look like things just not working out. But we've made up our minds with a renewed mind that we choose to believe God. Amen. When things are looking crazy, we know we're not going to forget his benefits. Can I get a witness here? Yes. Scream hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Scream praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, now watch what he says now. These are the things here that he says, and we can go on. But I just want to touch on them. He said he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Now, this is old covenant, and definitely if he did this in the old, he's doing it in the new. Why? Because we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
He forgave you of every sin you ever did. You don't have to just keep on going, oh, God, forgive me that. You don't have to rehearse all the things you've done all your life. How many of us know the blood of Jesus did it good once and for all? How many of us know you're right with God? You're right with God because of Jesus. How many of us know you're not trying to be right with God? You know who you are. I am right with God right now. And every time we pray in Jesus' name, he will hear us. Not sometime, every time. Glory to God. It's just like Jesus himself is praying. When you pray, when we pray, it's just like Jesus himself is praying. Amen. Now watch this. Now it's so important. He says this. He says he redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. And we're talking about kingship here anyway. So I just want you to imagine. Can I borrow your imagination just for a minute? And I want you to see. And I know I'm looking at some of my show enough brothers here. So I know you wouldn't just wear the crown straight up. You'd kind of cock it. You know, you kind of Jeff was with it. Yeah, can you imagine? Just spoil your imagination. You know, Dr. Phil, you imagine, you know, crown walking around. Now, I want you to imagine now a crown of God's love and his kindness. Your king has crowned you like he's crowned. Yeah. Because we his kids, he's crowned us with his loving kindness. That means you can never escape from God's goodness. He wanted us to know that. He wanted us to know how special we really are. We are not an afterthought with God. God did not come up with a plan and say they messed up. No, God had this in his heart all the time. Oh, you got to understand that you're the pearl of great price that God was willing to give all just for you. Amen. Somebody need to scream hallelujah. Okay, now look at this. Foundational scriptures here. Mark chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says this. Now after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel or the good news of the kingdom of God. This was Jesus' message. Jesus came, you know, preaching, son, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. He was Jesus. He was preaching the good news about himself. There's a new king in town. I want to let you know that God's goodness is about to hit you like never before. Watch this. It's never like it's been before. Watch this. He began to preach the kingdom of God. Jesus was preaching the kingdom of God. Or let's say the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. I don't want to get bogged down with that because we want to get to a point, okay? Look at this now in Matthew 6:33. The apostle shared with us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Notice now, our king told us, now I don't want you to worry about nothing. All I want you to do is pursue doing things my way, and everything else I'm going to take care of. Oh, you better hear that. Why? Because he was talking about things. Yeah. In that setting, he was talking about things. Just rest yourself. Stop trying. Hard work will not get it. By the sweat of your brow will not get it. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And notice now what he said now. He says this. He said, just all you have to do is seek, pursue, go after. I was looking at this. It says, in other words, now meditate, get a mindset of the kingdom. And this is what we're doing this week. Getting a mindset to think like God. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Thinking just like Jesus. Elevated thinking. Hallelujah. Oh, I sense the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And, you know, just to think that I it's sweatless now. And the more you get light on this, you really start understanding what the apostle has been telling us for years. That's why we have to keep on feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding. Then one day, boop, the light go off. I got light on something recently that, and then Sister Moore and I just walking around in the house, something he had been telling us for years. For years. Amen. And so we got light on it and it changed us. And my wife was able to share something with me. And I say, oh, I know that's the Holy Ghost. He brought us to another level where the apostle has been wanting to bring us for long time. Light. Thinking like God. Pursuing. LTMA. Don't let no devil talking, dealing with anybody to get you disconnected. Stay with it. Stay with it. You stay with it, man. I mean, you got to do like, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. You got to look at somebody and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. I got an assignment from the Most High God. I'm going to finish my course with joy. Y'all going to make me preach. I said I wasn't, but I just might. Glory to God. You may be seated. Notice this here. He said, but first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the Bible says this, that our apostle shared with us, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness. Glory to God. We said you're right with God. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Only right people, righteous, right people, people who are right with God, people can commune with God, people can fellowship with God, that God, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, the third person of the Godhead, has come to really live inside of you. No more temple, no more tabernacle, but your body now is the temple of the Most High God. God from heaven has come to live inside of you. Oh yeah, we are somebody. Oh, yeah, not because of our ability, not because our capabilities, not because our wisdom, but because of the Almighty God. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Now watch this now. Y'all not going to make me preach. I got to get through this. For the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace. We have peace with God. The Bible says this, therefore being justified by faith, you have peace with the Almighty God. I don't know about you. When I was in my misbehaving days, that was the thing that I wanted more than anything. I wanted to have inner peace, man. Inner peace, man. Job didn't do it. Inner peace, man. Drugs didn't do it. Inner peace, man. I wanted that. That's when I knew I was born again. When I had a peace moved on the inside of me, I couldn't explain it. I couldn't describe it. It just moved inside of me. I knew I had something. I still had desires. I still had craving. I still had crazy thoughts. But all I knew on the inside of me, I had a peace that passes all understanding. Oh, I knew I was born. The Bible says the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children, sons, and daughters of the Most High God. Oh, yeah, heaven has come to live inside of us. And he's brought his peace because the Bible says he's the Prince of Peace. Oh, let me open this thing up here. Notice what he says now, again. Y'all may be seated. Don't make me preach now. Romans 14, 17, says peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost. Just happy people, man. See, I know we're in the right camp. Y'all just as happy. Y'all just as happy. Happy. You're born again. Not only born again, you're full of the Holy Ghost. Not only full of the Holy Ghost, you're getting filled with the Word of God from our apostle. You're getting divine impartation. You know who you are. You know, regardless of what's happening in your life, it's going to turn around. You know that it may be crazy right now, but God is at work even where you are. Not at home, you're not there, but God is doing amazing things. Oh yeah, he's doing something crazy and ridiculous just for you. Or he's messing up the strategy, the game plan of the devil. How many of us know the Bible says that put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wild strategy game plans of the devil? Or let's say it this way. Put on the whole armor of our King. I'm in the right church today. Put on the whole armor of our King. David knew about that. David said, no, Saul, you're the wrong king. He put on his armor. He said, no, this has not been tried. You know, he had a divine flashback because he was about to mess up. Why? Because he was trying to be obedient to authority. And then he had a divine interruption. And he said, whoa, boss, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but I have not tried this stuff you're giving me. I remember the God that I served, my King. He gave me supernatural ability to slay a lion and the bear. And the same God, he told me he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he'll be with me always. And so the same God who gave me the lion, gave me the bear, will definitely give me this giant. So come on with the coming on. Say, I'm a champion. Yeah, we're God's champions, man. Without, and that's why we feel with joy. We don't have to work nothing up. We don't have to go inside and just think about, like he said, just don't forget none of his benefits. Just don't forget what God has done and what he has said. Just rehearse it. Just think about the goodness of God. And sometimes you can't help but dance, dance, dance. Shout hallelujah. Y'all going to make me preach, but I said I wasn't going to preach on a Tuesday morning. But I just might. Watch this now. Luke chapter 17, the Bible says this about our new king who showed up. And he was so bold, and he was so confident, and he was so assured in his backup. And he was absolutely convinced of his backup. Absolutely convinced. Absolutely. I mean, Jesus was a different kind of cat, man. Jesus was cut from a different cloth, man. You read some of the things Jesus said. And hold up now. We see now, this is, I know we're streaming. This is no put down on no Middle East or nothing like that. But you see that culture. Jesus came along in that culture. So I want to let you all know, you men or whoever think that Jesus was a wimp. No, no, no. Well, no, no, no. No, no, no. Our apostle, not no wimp. So you know, hold up now. Jesus was not no wimp. He couldn't have survived. Jesus turned over tables and picked up whips. And oh, man, Jesus was a tough cat, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know exactly what I'm saying. And so Jesus now, one day there's a person that was all wrapped up, tied up, as we say, bound up by the devil. But Jesus, he came expressing the will of God. It was not the will of God for no one to be oppressed like that, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if it was God's will for man to be totally and completely delivered and live a good life from the beginning, it was God's will now. Jesus was a demonstration of heaven visiting earth as an example of how we are to reign in life in an earth suit right now. God manifests in the flesh. God lives on the inside of us. And he says, the things, the works that I do, they that believe, they're going to do it also. Amen. And we understand, theologians, we understand that he's the only Lamb of God. So don't get it twisted. We understand that. But what we are saying is that this man set aside his glory to show that you and I can see how a person from another planet called heaven can live on this earth. He said, I ain't from here. And look here, after a while, the guy starts saying, what manner of man is this? He can speak to the wind and it even obeys. Oh, yeah. Watch this. I love it. Watch this. Some people sometimes, you know, they get it confused. And because the enemy is Antichrist, and he comes against everything that God intends for you. God has got a game plan for you to receive his very best. And so he's going to connect you to the one. Remember now, we hadn't got there yet, perhaps we will. But in a theocracy, you don't vote in it. I know it's getting kind of voting time and y'all getting nervous and all that kind of thing. Who going to? You don't care. You really don't care. On the inside of you, just check your heart. Your heart saying, I don't care. I don't care. You just follow the instructions, pray, because you're going to live all right, because that's my assignment for you. Come on, doctor. Everything going to be all right. They may march and do all that, and everything going to be all right. Oh, yeah. And so anyway, here it is. One day, Peter and the entourage who had been following, hanging around with Jesus, Jesus gave them a mandate, like the apostle gives us a mandate. Gives us instructions, rules of engagement for LTMA. You know, and you may have been like me. I'm a first-generation preacher. I started preaching everlasting gospel. But hold up, I stopped preaching everlasting gospel. I cut it down to 1 hour. Oh, y'all didn't get that. Y'all didn't get that. They didn't. Yeah. See, you may have been untrained like me. See, I'm first generation preacher, so I'm endeavoring to lay roots for my legacy in ministry. And so God connected me with the, I'm going to just say covenant, you know, you take part in the name, the Thompsons. Yeah. Not just the apostle, but the Thompsons. And so watch this now. I love it. Jeff said something that changed my life a long time ago when Jeff said there was a little something going on between his son and the Thompson son. And Jeff said, oh, no, we don't play that. It ain't about who right or wrong. We are part of the Thompsons. He's our apostle, but every LTMA member, when we say father and mama, you are Thompson. In the spirit, you are Thompson. Can I talk to you? And so you have a right for everything. And he tells us all the time, fall that goes down. When I see Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr., everything that's rolling down on him, hold up. I've been engrafted, cut into this thing, woven into this thing, blood, or we all hooked up into this thing, everything that's happening to him. Hey. Oh, y'all ain't with me, see. So hold up, watch this, watch it. Watch this now, watch this now. When the Lord gave them an instruction and said, y'all got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. I said, this is a mad man here. This guy out of his mind. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. The Bible says some left him and I've never followed him again. Watch it, disciples, learned followers, those who have been learned, taught, trained by Jesus, left him when he gave them an instruction that didn't agree with them. You better listen to Reverend Do right here. Watch this now, watch this now, watch this, watch this, watch this. So Jesus now, Jesus all-knowing, he's omniscient. That's the kind of king we roll with. He knows already. He didn't need nobody to tell him what was working in man. And so he look around at old Peter. Old Peter, I called Jeff as I was Peter, boy. There, boy, look here. Look at here, boy. Look at here. You want some problems? You bet not saying anything. Almost, that he can almost hear. Little slant. Apart. What? Hey. What? Look, serious, man. I love it. Now watch this now. So the Lord look around at Peter, and Peter say, and he tell Peter, say, Peter, y'all gonna leave? You gonna leave? Or you checking out? Peter say, almost, he almost, you know, Peter was a cusser. He was being delivered. The Bible says that. You remember when Peter forgot his religion? And that woman asked him the third time, he said, lady, listen. Boppity bop bop bop. I said I don't know him. I ain't ready to die yet. Watch this. Watch this now. Peter said, where I'm going to go? He almost cut you. Well, I'm on the internet. I'm just only kidding. Okay? Watch this. And he almost lost it and said, Lord, where am I going? Where am I going? I ain't never saw it like this before. I've never seen it like this before. I'm serious. You better say, I'm serious. See, God connect you, but it's not the easiest thing, and sometimes it's not the most comfortable thing to stay connected. But you have to own purpose. Say, God, this is what you call me to do. This is my assignment. I don't have a right to vote. I don't have a right to change my mind. I'm going to finish my course with joy. Somebody scream, hallelujah. Okay, let me get this thing working again. Hallelujah. You all may be seated while I get this thing working again. Can I get it working again? Hallelujah. Okay. Now notice what he says here. Jesus, Luke chapter 11, verse 14. I ain't got none of my stuff. Watch this here. Luke chapter 11, verse 14. The Bible says this. And one day Jesus, our King, and was casting out a demon from a man who couldn't speak. And when the demon was gone, the man began to speak. How many of us know the devil will make you act just like him? The Holy Ghost will make you act just like him. Now, when your neighbor just misbehaving, now don't you just tell you act just like the devil. That's not nice. Don't you tell you act just like the devil. No, we passed that, amen. Don't you tell your husband either you act like the devil. Here come the devil. No, don't you tell glory to God. Don't you, hold up. Watch this now. It's so important. The crowds were amazed, but if Jesus, go through this whole thing, they said, are you casting out devils by Beelzebub and that kind of thing for the sake of time? Look at what Jesus, how he responds. This is an amazing thing, how he responds right here. This is absolutely amazing. He says this, but if I am casting out demons by the power of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. If I am casting out devils And it's not by demonic forces, or that kingdom would be divided, because I'm not representing him. Notice what he says now. If I'm doing that, that means the kingdom of God has showed up. Watch this now. And a greater one than the devil has showed up. A greater one than all the demonic stuff the devil had been doing has showed up to set every captive free. So the greater one now lives inside of you and I, and every one of us can go free today. Why? Because there's a new king in town. He dethroned the king that was making us sick, diseased, impoverished, poor. He dethroned him. The Bible says that in Colossians. He made a show of him openly, dethroning him. And now you and I, we're his trophies. Amen. Glory to God. One thing about the trophies, you know, the trophies, the spoils, they would, the kings would march, you know, and have all the prisoners, the spoils from the other king they went and dethroned. Now watch this now. And they'd be marching them. They'd be all chained up, you know, be marching. These are the spoils that we took from that other king. But watch this now. Our king, he told us to come get in the chariot with him. And he's riding, showing you and I off. This is my spoil. Look at you. You used to be one way, but now I'm showing you off. This is, you're not one that's bound, shackled. No, you're the one that he said, come get in the chariot with me. The Bible says we're seated in heavenly places with him. Amen. And so we are not like those old kings. Our king, he don't roll. He don't function. He doesn't operate like that. Our king operates a total different way. Our king is a king of love. Say, God loves for me. Okay, you may be seated. You may be seated. Watch this now. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Notice what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 in the NLT. But we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. I want you to see that now. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 in the NLT clearly states that we are citizens of heaven. This is the NLT. You know, says that we are citizens of heaven. We are actually citizens of heaven. Not going to be right now. Right now, we are a citizen of heaven. Right now. Right now, I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm having this earth experience right now in this window of time. But hold up, even in this window of time, we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. I'm going to frame my world so my world can be like days of heaven. I can do that. You can do that. We can do that. It's our responsibility for God to get a manifestation on the earth. When? Right now. Okay, watch this now. And let's keep rolling. Look at this. Now, the Bible says this, that the kingdom is where, and in fact, our apostle gave it to us. The kingdom is where a king reigns or rules or governs. Amen. The kingdom is where a king reigns or rules or governs. The kingdom of God is where God rules, where he establishes his government. Because we live in a democracy, as I said, when the Bible talks about the kingdom, we have no real frame of reference to understand it. We identify with the term government, don't we? Our minds must be renewed to think like citizens of the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 says this in the Living Bible. Since you became alive again, say I'm alive again. Say blood bought. I'm redeemed. I can scream so. We're screaming hallelujah. Okay, now watch this now. This is so important. He says this, since you became alive again, so to speak, when Christ arose from the dead, now set your sights on the rich treasures and joys of heaven, where he sits beside God in the place of honor and power. Don't think about these mundane things on this earth. Don't let your thoughts be consumed with what's going on. Sometimes, you know, I can sense when I'm watching too much CNN. Sometimes I can sense because my conversation is getting the spirit of faith speaketh a certain way. And I'm allowing doubt and unbelief to creep in. And I'm start talking about how bad things are, rather how great our God is. He's an amazing God, isn't he? Okay. Now watch this. This is so important. Now he says this, verse 2, let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here. Let heaven, oh, I love it. You say, let heaven flood your thoughts. Let heaven flood your thoughts Wow. Say wow.
Wow.
Say wow-wee.
Wow-wee.
Watch this now. Let heaven flood your thoughts, man. Just, I want us to wrap our minds around that. He's instructing us, our King, the instruction he's giving us, he says, let heaven flood your thoughts. For us to be champions in manifestation and demonstrations, we must allow heaven to flood our thoughts. Be consumed with the things of God. Be consumed with the greatness, the awesomeness, the amazing things that God has done for us and he will to do and manifest for us. Say when? Right now.
Right now.
Okay, now watch this. A kingdom now, a kingdom is ruled by a king. In an absolute monarchy, the king has undivided rule and complete sovereignty, supreme authority over all his people. He decrees how the people live. He decrees how the people live. He decrees how the people live. In a theocracy, he decrees how the people live. He decreed, he make a decree. He decreed that by the stripes of Jesus you heal. He decreed, so he said it, we say it. Hallelujah. He said, he decreed, watch this now, he decreed that Jesus became poor so that you can be rich, so it's okay for you to say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
God's decree.
God's decree. I say
what God said.
God is my king.
I say what my king says. I say it.
It comes to pass.
God will back it up.
Not me.
I can't make it happen.
It's too great.
It's too wonderful what he's planned for me.
But he can do it.
And he will do it.
He loves doing it
because he loves some me.
Somebody scream hallelujah.
Somebody scream hallelujah.
Yeah, okay.
We enjoy doing it, okay? Now watch this now. Because we live in this democracy, we said, and we said it's so important for us to wrap our minds around it, but our king, he is, he's a little different from the other kings, amen? And let's define a decree. A decree is a legal binding command or decision entered in the court record, an official order issued by a legal authority. Again, a decree is a legal binding command or decision entered on the court record that can't be changed. An official order issued by a legal authority can't be changed. You remember about, y'all remember, huh? In the book of Numbers, where this old boy tried to get the prophet to curse God people. And he said, no, God has blessed. And whom God has blessed, they bless. I don't care what you say and nobody else say, even though you are a king, you can't change what the king said. The king said, you're blessed. And if the king said you are blessed, you're blessed. See, sometimes we become insensitive with the thing blessed because we've heard it so much, but our apostles letting us know, don't get familiar with the term blessed, because why, if you get familiar with it, you just say, I'm blessed. You got to put some ice, some spice, some put a little cayenne pepper on it. Put some jalapeno with it. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
See, you got to blow out all the doubt and unbelief. See, it'll be creeping in. And that's why the Bible said in the Old Testament in particular, for God's people, because they saw so many external things, he said, you got to shout loud, man. You blow out the lies of the devil. He's trying to take root in my mind to make me doubt God. Somebody shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say, my king says,
I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
Not going to be.
I'm blessed.
Right now.
Okay, notice this now. In Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33, 22. I mean, that's for real. We're blessed, man. In Isaiah 33, 22, the Bible says this. In Isaiah 22 in the NLT, the Bible says this, that the Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king. The Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king. He will care for us and save us. Now notice, this is an amazing scripture that I saw. Watch this now. The enemy's sails hang loose on broken masts with useless tackle. The treasure will be divided by the people of God. Even the lame will take their share. Now watch this now. This is an amazing scripture now. Talking about our king. Notice what he says now. Now watch this. Glory to God. The people of Israel will no longer say, we are sick and helpless, for the Lord will forgive their sins. They will no longer say that. Oh, they'll no longer say it. Why? Because the Lord is our lawgiver. He's our judge. You see, he's our God. And whatever he says, go. He set the laws. He set the rules. He make the judgments, the verdicts. And whatever he says, go. And notice now, he says, that God, that king, oh, my goodness. He said, that one is going to save you. He said, the Lord Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God, who reveals himself to his people, he cut covenant with, and make himself known to them. Not to just show up and say, here I am, but to show up with his hands open. We have his heart, now we get his hand. Isn't that amazing? We cut covenant with him. It's an amazing thing. And he said, he is the one, glory to God, that, watch this, that's going to save you. And he's going to save you, and he don't want you to ever again to say nothing negative, that I'm sick, but he wants you to say the other side of it. Say what God has done. Amen. He's an amazing God. Watch this now as we wrap it up. Notice what he says. He is, number one, the word of God say, he is our judge. He makes verdicts and decrees and judgments. Then number two, he's our lawgiver. He makes the laws that govern the citizens. Number three, he's our king. He reigns and rules over his kingdom, the church, the body of Christ. He will care for us, make sure we have abundant life, all things necessary for a godly life, worry-free living. That's what he wants for you and I, worry-free living. I'm here today to let you know, as the apostle minister to us, I want you to forget about your cares. I'm asking you to forget about your cares, because it's not how God intend for us to roll in the kingdom of God. He said, in fact, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your cares upon me, because I care for you. In the kingdom of God, your king, he want to carry your burdens. He don't want to add to your burdens. See, somebody's been lying on God. The Bible says he's a burden-moving, yoke-destroying God. He don't add to your problems. Amen? It's so important that you understand that he says, now, take no thought for your life, saying. See, when you start saying the wrong things, you're taking thought. You say, take no thought, saying. And you have to embrace this. Why? Because you're caring about too much. And if you're caring about too much, that means you're carrying it. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing that we all are ready to roll it over, because we know we got a king that loves us, that cares for us. And there's no sense in him, us carrying something that he says that, you know, just give it to me. Really give it to me. Really give me that care. That care, you know, you may have developed yourself, you know, into a mindset, I'm worrying. You know, I've met people, to be honest with you, that worry is a lifestyle, and they have to be delivered from that through the word of God, through constant sharing with them that your king loves you, and he wants you to roll that care upon him. And he cannot do anything for you unless you make a conscious decision. How are you going to do that? Lord, you have it. Lord, I give it to you. I give you this care. I'm not going to worry about it. I cannot change what only you can do. Somebody scream hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to scream praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, now notice this now. He saves us. He saves us. He saves us. That means that he delivers, heals, protects, provides, forgives, restores, and make us whole. The enemy sails, he says this in verse 23. The enemy sails hang loose on a broken mast with useless tackle. The battle is not yours any longer, my brother and my sister. But the Lord, your king, is your protector. And hold up now. He was trying to help us to understand that in the old covenant. When he slowed down one of his key men, he said, hold up now, the battle is no longer yours, but mine. All I need you to do is be my voice in the earth. Say it, so then now I can do it. If you say it, like I said it from the beginning, then you will see it. And until you say it, you won't see it. I got to get you to say it like I see it. And when you say it like I said it, then you'll see it like I said it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, shout. And it's so important we see this now. He says he'll save us. And notice this. Their treasure will be divided by the people of God. Even the lame shall take their share. Now, this is a season for the generation. Of God for this generation, the generation of God's time for the citizens of his kingdom to receive the wealth our King Jesus purchased for us with his blood. Now, we're a king's kid born again into God's royal family. We represent our king in the earth. He's a king eternal, My goodness. Sometimes I understand how Paul, when he was writing about what God had done for him and where he brought him from, Paul had a praise break to the Most High God, because he knew that only God could strategically place him and do with all the things he had done in his life could put him in the position he was. So Paul had a praise break. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor and power and might and dominion forever. Sometimes you just have to take a praise break. When you think about his goodness and all he's done for you, sometimes you just have to say to the King, eternal, immortal. No, no, he's not a man like me. Invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor and praise forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Shout, Jesus is our King. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. I really thank you for your time. You've been a wonderful audience. I'm going to end with that. So much more I could say, but oh, I thank God for the apostle and everything that he's given us. God bless you. Have a wonderful camp meeting. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God.
Good job. Good job. Good
job. Bring it to me. Bring it to me when you get it.
Yes, sir. There you got it.
Come on, you can do better than that. A marvelous word. A marvelous word. And he has a unique gift. And that's what I want to pull out. I want to pull out Dr. Farb, Bishop, their gifts. Be yourself, man. Yeah, you see. And don't pressure in the preaching here. And you listen to that tape over and over. It's a great instruction that will change your life forever. Marvelous job. And I won't say it if it wasn't there. No, I won't say it. I won't say it wasn't there. Instructive, accurate, scripture-based teaching. Not trying to be a show. Oh, see, when I think it was who was it said that? Who was it? I think it was Dan who said, we have the foundation laid, let's build on that. You know, see, I've been in a lot of show-off preachers. And the people get caught up in that mess. We want it to ongoing that we're together and there's no jealousy among us. Let the word go forth. What I said? Go forth. And the people get blessed. Right? It's a marvelous job. Now listen. Listen. We're going to receive the offering in a few moments. But I want to show you. I'm not going to take no time to do it. Just read the scripture before we get received the offering. The last some years, God had been working on me about this. But because of my Western thinking, civilization thinking, I couldn't, and religious thinking, and all the things I've been through these 42 years trying to get a hold of God, I didn't fully recognize this, and some will rebel against it even yet. But you must understand it this morning. I'm going to give it to you. You must understand. I want you to turn to Psalm 122 before I receive the offering. Psalm 122. Now, I have put this into practice because who is it, Chantel, with the Jews? I have some people I'm supporting with the Jews. Who is it? Find out who that is. Because I got four or five people I'm supporting, and I couldn't get a handle on this, but this is one of the greatest mark of prosperity. and how you can prosper swiftly. The Jews was God's first chosen people. Christ for all nations. Yeah, I support them financially. That's for the Jews. And that's not it. Christ for all nations, that's not it. Christ for all nations is, what's that boy's name? Von Hunt Bunker. Yeah, I support him too, but you come tell me Christ for the nation. Get the right name back there. All right. In Psalm 22, you're there? 122, you're there? Verse 6. And to enhance your prosperity before you sow seed, we're going to pray along that line in a minute. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're bombing or what. The Lord said, pray for the peace. That's my first people. You need to be connected to them. What? I don't care how they act. I don't care how snobbish they are, what they say on television. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. She come back with a book. She'll make sure. Yeah. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. So all I'm saying is, we've been so far behind. All I'm saying is, this is a mark of prosperity. In your prayer time, pray for Israel. Pray for the Jews. I have formulated the Jewish voice ministry. Mission is twofold, proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the nation. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of it, you know what that is. And equipping the church for their responsibility to Israel and the Jewish people and how to share the Messiah with the Jewish people. And Romans 11:26 declared that the Lord have ordained a set time in history when all Israel should be saved. And so this instruction to us, and we've been so far behind for so many years religiously. To some degree, the church has been Pharisee. But we are a new breed. And we have to touch every issue. Because I had a problem with the Jews. I said, the Jews don't care. I ain't praying for no Jew. I had a problem with it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a problem. I see some Jews think they all special. I'm special too. I said, I ain't. But I understand what the Lord's word says, and I'm going to obey the Lord's word. And then there's there's a mercy ship that goes out with doctors who don't get paid. I support that mercy ship too. And then the Grahams have the Samaritan purse that goes in when devastation hit, and support them. And then this Ron Hunt Barker, he gets so many people saved. Yeah. But pray over that verse. Just lift your hand right now. Let's pray for the Jews. Some of y'all never, look, well, put your hand down. Put your hand down. Some of y'all never pray for, how many of y'all never pray for the Jews? Tell the truth. Yeah, I ain't got time to be, I'm praying for black folk. No. You ain't said nothing about that praying for black folk. You ain't said nothing about praying for no white folk. You said pray for the Jews. And so, Now, get me now, because a lot of you all have financial deficit. And in some reading along when Pastor was teaching and giving you all that instruction, this goes in with it. Some of y'all finances are going to change. You like that? If you don't know what you're doing, say, Lord, I'm just praying for the Jews like you told me. Ya la la ba sha. Thank you, Lord, for the Jews. Bless the Jews. Just do it. That's what the book said. I'm trying to get you over what I had to get over. That's what the book said. He said, prosperity going to be. I'm going to be wall to wall prosperity if I pray for them Jews. Lift your hand. I'm going to say something about you. Every financial deficit that you have in your life right now, God, we're obeying your word. These people love you. Let them have plenty of money. When we pray this prayer, that lack, that any type of lack that's been in their life, we obey your word. You say if we do this, we're going to have prosperity. Maybe this is a missing link. Spiritual education. He says, say what he said. If you say what he said, he said, you'll see what he see. Right? It's a good time to do it. Now you need to participate. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we pray for the Jews, that they be blessed, that they hear your voice, and that every one of them, your original people, be born again. We bless the Jew. We bless Israel. Now, in Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. You need an envelope? Now listen. Sit down, get your envelope. You're sowing your first seed after you prayed for the Jew. Oh. Look at it. Let me read the scripture while you're getting the envelope. Get your envelope. Listen, he says, wow, man. Let me see if you can operate this thing, David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we pray. Lord, we forgot. Lord, we pray for their peace. Before I sow this seed, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In Jesus' name. There's something to this. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palace. Wow. Wow. The Message Bible said, pray for Jerusalem peace. Prosperity to all you Jerusalem lovers. Hallelujah. Ooh. Yeah, pray for Jerusalem peace. Prosperity to all you Jerusalem lovers. Say, I love Jerusalem.
I love Jerusalem.
You're sowing your first seed. Now, I want you to write back to me something about the crack. When it cracked, you know, we got great testimonies of great abundance of finance and prosperity coming to people. And a lot of times they write me letters and say, one of my sons just testified. Come here, son. Tell them about this money, how this money moving in your ministry and listen to this. Mike, what do you say?
Thank you, Dad. I just want him to hear some of the fruit of his labor. Apostle comes to our church in August. And last August, excuse me, I get nervous. Just being next to him. Him scoot over here. Can I talk from down there? It's thick up here. I don't know how y'all stand up here with him. The Spirit of the Lord came on him. And he said, son, the blessing on this church changed. He said, everything on this church changed. This church is going to see things you've never seen before. We received it. And it's happening. In December, we had a blizzard. It had ripped some awnings off of our church. We had just canceled the insurance because of some issues. And so it was going to cost $28,000 to fix. We didn't have it at that time. And so naturally thinking, I can get a loan because of everything. We're debt-free. We're a debt-free ministry. And so absolutely, yeah. And I said, man, naturally thinking we can get along and we can fix the out. We can just go all out and do everything we want to do and then some. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to use your faith. And so for 2 weeks, I'd go out there. I call this renovated. This is going to be, I called it done. I used my faith. And then you were at Pastor Cowan's church. And so we went, and the Holy Spirit said, sow $1,000 seed for the church. I sold that $1,000 seed. When I got back to church on Sunday, I came out like you were doing earlier. And a gentleman came and said, Pastor, I want to give you my tithe. I said, well, turn it in when you... He said, no, I got to give it right now. I opened that tithe, and it was a $104,000 check. But that's not all. He said, things we've never seen. And then about 2 months later, this gentleman donates a tack store, which is saddles, horse tack, reins, with over $300,000 worth of inventory. I had about 80 brand new saddles. I mean, in about 8 hours, we had about, so far, about 16,000 has come in from that. And then, when was it, Leonard? Last week, he called me. He works for this company. It's Automation Next. They sell machine parts, oil and gas parts for the oil rigs and gas. And he said, Pastor, I got to tell you what just happened. I said, what happened? This is a multi-million-dollar business. And he said, I just came out of the meeting with the salesmen, the board directors, and the owner gets online and he says, I just want you to know we're making Faith Christian Fellowship a lifetime partner of Automation Next. So at the end of the year, when they see how much they made for the end of the year, a percentage of that will be sent to Faith Christian Fellowship. Apostle, our life.
Go ahead.
I've been saved since 01. I've been a tithe, I've been a sower, but my life has changed. My whole life has changed since I met you and I got in your presence and I started following you properly. Properly. Thank you for letting me follow you.
Yeah. Come. Wife, come, wife. Let's take a picture.
Let me do this right. The name of this church and everything.
Faith Christian Fellowship.
All right. Faith Christian Fellowship. Marcus. What is his wife's name?
Yvonne.
Because I got all Marcus and Yvonne.
Flores. Plainview, Texas.
I go to this church every year. Some of their members, yeah. Well, yeah, amen. What a testimony. Did you hear that? Huh? He gave three, I think. Three. Now, that's one of his sons in the gospel. Now, he in his meeting, did y'all hear what he said? It's a multi-million dollar at the end of the year. When the finances come in, faith going to be in there. They're going to have a check for them too. Wow. Wow, man. You got your envelope? Y'all ready to give? I don't know. Did you give me mine, honey? Yeah. Marvelous message, Marvel. Where harvest time at? All right. They're here. Praise God. That Dan said he got his, I got to call it right. I call it a boss. He checked me one time kind of on a slick. It's a coach. His coach coming. Now, he ordered a new RV, and we got to break him in. He driving that coach out on the lot. He think that's it, but that's not it. So we started telling him last night, RV story. Philip hit his gate. Philip in an RV trying to beat, we got them gate that closed. Yeah, automatic gate. He trying to beat the gate out. The gate hit the RV. I come here, Carolyn told me, says, no, leave it here because the other gate not open. I said, I can make it. I'm going to turn way out. So I came here, it's 45 feet long. I came in, I turned way out, and I heard, argh. The sign had gotten me. It's scratched all the way down the side. I should have listened to my wife. Sometimes you always should listen to your wife. They love that, you know. But sometimes they're thinking ahead of us. We thinking about just one spot. They have thought about 9 spots, what can happen. Then Leroy Jr., he come along. Your RV scratched, and you feel it start. They're not too bad. So he leaving out the warehouse and forgot to unhook his and snatched the electricity loose. I said, not too bad. So you got RV stories, you know. I'll tell you another one that really make you laugh. I had a Holiday Rambler. And that was my first RV I've had. I've owned 5 or 6. I had a Holiday Rambler. That was my first one. And so Carol and I went out on it. We didn't know what to do. You got to hook the electricity up, the sewer, and the water. I didn't know the water from the electricity. And then I don't know the thing going in there or not. I don't know. So we there trying to hook it up. So nice gentleman. Oh, that's right. I had the Holiday Rambler. I might tell the Holiday Rambler story. Wait a minute. So I had a Beaver now. Because, trying to get up a little bit, I don't want to put the RVs down, but trying to put up a little bit. And so this guy come help us. We didn't know how to hook it up because I had never learned that with the Holiday Rambler. So the guy could help us and told me how to hook it up. And so the guy was in there and he talking to me. I said, man, I had a Holiday Rambler. That thing jumped all over the road. I'm so glad I got rid of that thing, man. That thing rattled. And so the guy helped me. The guy was real nice. And the guy left and went back over to his RV. And I look out the window. I said, oh, man, this man got a Holiday Rambler. I done put my foot in my mouth. 3 times, 2 times. I tell you about prosperity, the way God worked with you. Now, when I had my Holiday Rambler, I'm all excited. My first RV. I'm excited. They don't teach you nothing. They just hit the road with it. So I got all my family. We're going to eat some seafood gumbo and another place, and I'm just proud. I got my family, my grandchildren. And all of a sudden, a bus passed us, a Prevost, with a trailer behind it, the same color. Whoosh! I said, Leroy, what is that that passed us just now? What is this we in here? That should have been us just passed us. I said, I got to get rid of this thing. That happened to me with a boat, too. I got a boat, me and Leroy and Montreal and all of them. Montreal, one of them sat on the bucket because we ain't had too many seats. They had 2 seats in there. We out in the water. Listen, it's true. It's a true story. We out in the water. God got a sense of humor. He's training me prosperity. We out in the water, and I'm proud of my little boat, and my son's out there. We're going, man, dropped a boat there with a big engine in there and dropping in the water and rod that thing up and throw it down a little boat side the bank. You know, you know, you know, you're gonna say this is a beast. Man, I said, I said, Leroy, what is this? Well, we can't have one of them. I don't like this boat no more. I said, so let's take it out the water. Let's go to the boat player. And when I went to the boat player, I said, sir, I don't know nothing about boat. I want a big boat with a big engine. I bought the biggest one he had. God has a sense of humor. God's going to tell you sometime. See what happened. Oh, my goodness. What happened is we stepped up on our own. I did it. Who else with me? And it got me stuck in a zone that I shouldn't be in. But he'll finally tell you. He'll tell you, time to move. God tell you, God and I have an intimacy. God say, I don't like this car no more. I want you to have a better one. Because you know I got to ride in here with you. I see your promotion coming because you have prayed for the Jews today. There's a prosperity breakthrough on this house now. Shout. Father, as we hold these seeds in our hand, did you bring it to me? As we hold these seeds in our hand, the prosperity that we've been believing you for, we have prayed for your children of Israel, and we believe your word, and we believe that everything changed now based on the message that was preached and the word that is given. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, come on, bring me a bucket. Serve the people so they can go get some rest.